Welcome. One of the great fears in today's society is the fear of not keeping up with the Joneses. Standards are set, and we are expected to keep them, both in terms of money and mind. These pressures force many along a tightrope from which they can only fall, and towards a cliff over whose edge they are relentlessly pushed. So it was for the man in today's story, a man whose life has become a nightmare, both night and day. Let us join with Thomas and share his journey as he moves inexorably towards the edge.
Come on, darling. You still behind me?
Yes, I'm here.
Wait till you see the view. It's fantastic.
Oh, it's so far up here.
Worth the walk, though. Look at that ocean.
Oh, beautiful.
Take a step closer. Look at the water down there.
I'm close enough.
Oh, come on, Meg. It's safe.
I'm scared I might fall.
You're safe with me.
I'll come a little further.
That's it.
Tommy, we're too close.
Nonsense. I've got
to... Oh, let go! Let go of me! Tommy! No, don't! Are you out of your mind? Oh, no! Tommy, no! Tommy, wake up!
No, I didn't mean...
Tommy, listen to me. Wake up. You're having another nightmare.
An accident. I didn't mean
Tommy,
to do it.
Tommy, listen to me. You're dreaming. You were having another nightmare. Darling, you called my name.
I was calling to you for help.
Oh, God, Tommy.
It was only a dream.
Toast? Coffee?
No, I'm not hungry.
You need to eat something.
I'm not hungry! Sorry, maybe some coffee.
Morning. Dad, can I show you my art homework?
No, I'm too tired.
Daddy didn't sleep much last night.
Look, I've drawn the cliffs.
Why did you make this drawing?
I made it with crayons.
I didn't ask what you made it with. I asked you why you made it.
Why are you angry?
It's all right, Geoffrey.
Morning, everyone.
Morning, Geoffrey.
What's the matter with you?
Daddy doesn't like my drawing.
I didn't say that.
Listen,
you did.
Oh, noise.
It's a nice drawing, Geoffrey. We all like it. Put it away. Daddy's tired.
What's the matter, Dad?
What makes you think something's the matter? Nothing is the matter.
Mummy, why is Daddy angry with us?
Your father's not angry. Not really.
He is!
I've got to get to work.
Morning, Tommy.
Ned.
You don't look so good.
Have you got a minute?
Morning, Mr. Leach. Morning, Mr. Barrow.
Morning. Miss Green, have you got those papers finished yet?
They're done, Mr. Leach. On your desk.
Thank you. Isn't she beautiful?
Ned, I need to talk.
Forget every line you've ever read. That is poetry. Look at that backside.
Ned, listen to me.
I heard you, but right now looking at Miss Green's assets takes precedence.
Ned, please, I've got to talk.
All right, before you have a nervous breakdown, let's go into my office. I hope it's about the money you owe me. You do know how much you're in debt, don't you?
Four.
And how many zeros?
What?
How many zeros after the four?
I can't think right now. Ned, I had the worst dream last night.
Tell your dreams to a psychiatrist. I'm not interested.
In this dream,
three.
I was...
Three zeros. That makes it 4,000. Am I right? Well, am I?
Yes.
That scares me, Tommy. I lent it to you in good faith. 1,000 here, 1,000 there. It adds up. It ought to scare you, too.
It does. So do my dreams.
Stuff your dreams.
I killed you, Ned.
What?
I killed you. 3 or 4 nights ago.
What are you talking about?
I asked you to the cliff top. We were walking. I called to you. Come closer, Ned. Look at the view. You resisted at first. Then I convinced you. You were scared, but you came to the edge. Then I pushed you over.
You're out of your head.
Look, Ned, I'm...
I want my money, the lot.
Last night, I killed Meg. Can you imagine killing your own wife?
I've had enough of this.
I need another loan. Till Friday. They won't take credit, you know, those bastards.
Get it.
I haven't slept well, that's all. Ned, we're friends.
We were. Now you're just a debtor.
For God's sake, you've got...
You don't need money. You need... I know a man who sometimes lets his clients work out a deal.
Where is he?
Now, wait a minute. You owe me money, remember?
But I don't have any.
Then why should I tell you where the man is? Oh, Tommy, 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 how did you ever get into this mess? Here's the address. Now get out of my office.
Sims?
Never heard of him.
Ned Leach told me I might be able to find Sims here. Well, what's so funny?
Old Ned Leach.
Well, he's a good friend, I swear it.
Oh, I bet he is. Ned Leach would sell his mother if the price was right. How much do you owe him?
That's none of your business.
You're right, it's not. And neither are you, so get lost.
No, wait. I do owe him a little. It's four, I guess. Four. Four's not so much, I don't think. Look, Mr. Sims...
Who said I was Sims? You know, you've got a real bad look about you. Are you sick?
No, I'm not sick.
Take my advice. You're beyond Sims' help.
Where is he?
Well, sometimes he's here on Thursdays.
2 days. Well, I can last that long. Thanks.
Mister... Don't ever thank me.
Just a few more steps. Come on. Come on. You're still behind me.
I'm coming.
Oh, wait till you see the view.
I'm coming, I'm coming.
Isn't it stunning?
Yes.
Oh. And the view gets better the closer you come to the edge.
Close enough.
Oh, now, Jeffy, it's safe. Come closer.
No, I'm scared. I might fall.
Oh, come on, be brave. You're not a little boy anymore. Here, let me hold you. That's it.
We're too close. We're too close. Dad!
Wake up, Tommy. Wake up.
I didn't mean it.
It was only a dream, that's all. Just a dream. You fell asleep watching the TV.
Oh, God.
Easy now. Breathe deeply.
Oh. It was so real. I could feel Jeffrey's breath in my face.
Jeffrey?
His warm little hands grasping at my shirt as I pushed him.
Push Jeffrey?
Over a cliff. I pushed him over a cliff. It was so real.
For God's sake. You're in the living room watching the TV and the next thing you fall asleep and you're pushing your own son over a cliff.
I've dreamt of killing you too. It was so real. I'm not dreaming now, am I?
Oh, in God's name.
No, it's not a dream. I am safe.
But are we safe?
What do you mean?
From you.
just said it was a dream. You said to yourself.
What have we done to
just
you?
Just dreams.
That you'd want just to kill
dreams.
Us to kill Geoffrey and me. What have we done to you?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing.
Oh, shush. You'll wake the children. And now, I suppose you'll expect me to go into the bedroom and sleep with you while you're dreaming these disgusting dreams.
You said yourself they're only dreams.
Yes, I did. But they're hardly normal, are they? You're changing before my eyes. Something's wrong with you. You've become a stranger. Not eating, not talking.
It was a dream.
Dreams? Night after night? Why do you look so tired all the time? The children think you're angry with them. Just by the look on your face, you need help.
Help?
A psychiatrist or someone.
Now my wife tells me I need a psychiatrist. I don't need people telling me I need a psychiatrist.
A minute ago, you thought you'd killed your own child. You thought you'd killed Geoffrey.
All right. All right. It's my job. I haven't been doing as well as I should. While others are bringing in new accounts, mine have been... Oh, it's all a mess. It's a horrible mess. But you know something? I'm on the verge of straightening the whole thing out.
You're under stress. Tommy,
There's no need to worry. I'll take care of this little problem soon. My job, that is. Then everything will be fine.
Tell me what you're talking about.
No. Wouldn't do any good to explain. Trust me. I'll take care of it. I need a couple of days. Then I should be fine. That's all there is to it, really. Really.
Morning, Mr. Barrow.
Morning.
The boss wants to see you.
Oh, did he say why?
He didn't say anything. Just that you were to see him as soon as you got in.
Morning, Tommy.
Ned.
Any luck?
Not now. I've got to see the boss.
What about?
How should I know?
Come in.
Good morning, sir. Miss Green said you wanted to see me.
Yes. Morning, Tom. Have a seat. So, how have you been feeling?
I've been fine.
You don't look so good.
Well, I haven't been sleeping much, that's all.
Nothing more serious than that?
No.
Nothing you're keeping from me in regards to your health?
No. Why would you think that?
If it's an emotional crisis, I'm sorry I can't help. I'm a psychiatrist. A physical illness is another matter. I want to know if you're sick.
Why should you think I'm sick?
However, if your problem's with your head... Well, that's where I draw the line.
Sir, I'm not sure what you're talking about.
I'm talking about the Bedford Project. It's an important one, too important to lose over carelessness.
What do you mean, sir, carelessness?
Lack of concentration, lack of effort and so on.
Are you suggesting I'm not
doing
my...
You've had 6 months to bring that account in, but so far you haven't done a damn thing. Your other accounts
are... Well, there have been some delays. Yes, I've had a few problems getting through, but... Well, to suggest that it's because
I'm not suggesting anything. I'm telling you something. I'm putting Ned on the Bedford Project.
Now, just wait a minute.
Quiet, man. You stay under control. Your expense account's in shambles. Accounting hardly knows what to do with you.
I don't understand.
They don't understand. And neither do I. You've put in for hotel expenses and restaurant expenses without providing receipts.
Well, I must have misplaced.
And airline tickets? You've got a couple of thousand in airline tickets. Accounting called the airlines to confirm. In short, Tom, I think you're stealing.
What?
Do you deny it?
There must be some mistake.
And maybe I'm making it. If I had any sense, I'd fire you on the spot.
Sir, I've got...
However, you've been with the company long enough that I'm willing to take a chance. I'm going to ask you to take leave. Get a few months' rest.
Sir, I can't afford to take...
And If you want to look for another job within that time, you're free to do that. No hard feelings. But you're welcome back here. After your rest.
I don't need a rest. I can't possibly...
Look, Tom, I didn't build this business through luck. I'm an excellent judge of character. Right now, something tells me you've got a problem. A big one. If you aren't ill, then I don't even want to guess what it is. But let me give you some advice. Get it fixed.
So let me
That's
just...
all. Best of luck.
Just a few more steps. Come on. You're still behind me.
I'm coming, Dad. Oh,
just look at that view.
It's too high.
But isn't it worth it, Davina? Look.
Yes.
It is worth it, isn't it?
Yes.
Come here. Come closer so you get the full benefit. Closer, Davina.
I'm closer now.
No, just a few steps. Now, hold on to me and you'll be safe. That's it.
Wake up.
I'm awake. I'm awake.
You killed Davina.
Oh, no.
You no. killed Davina. I heard you say her name. You pushed her just like you pushed me and Jeffrey. Tommy, I'm getting out of
no,
here.
No, don't. No.
Let me go.
No. Promise you won't go. I'll hold you until you promise not to go. Please, Meg.
Oh.
You promise not to leave.
I'll promise nothing to a man who has the kind of dream you do.
I won't again. After tomorrow. Did you hear me? Tomorrow.
Tomorrow what?
Tomorrow's the last day of... I made a promise to myself, and I'll make one to you. Tomorrow, that's it.
Well, explain that to me.
I can't, not yet. I have an appointment tomorrow.
With who?
Someone who can help me with my...
With what?
Stress.
I'm sorry, I just can't believe you.
It's the truth.
Well, tell me who with, then. Who's going to help you?
A man, that's all I can say. Believe me, let me do this my way, Meg. The last day. It's a promise to me, to you, to the children. It's a promise.
Well, look who it is.
Oh, it's you. I'm looking for Sims. Has he been in yet?
I'm Sims.
What? The other day you said that...
It's Thursday. I'm Sims. What's on your mind?
I need some...
Let's see the colour of your money.
I don't have any.
What do you think I'm running, a charity?
Ned Leach said we might be able to work out a deal.
Ned Leach. Every time I hear that name... Well, what have you got to trade?
Nothing.
Out.
Seriously, I need...
Out or I'll throw you out.
Well, credit. Just let me have some credit.
You think you can step in here and get what you need on credit? I can see through you like glass. You're beyond hope.
Please. Please.
Are the bugs starting to crawl? Are you having nightmares? You're in too deep for me, and the trouble is you're in so deep nobody cares. Except perhaps your family. Have you got a family?
Yes.
Ah, so that's it. That's the fear I see in your face. And they don't know, do they? They don't know. Take a tip from me. Tell them. Now get out. Hey. Come back here. Look, I'm out of my mind. Here's some stuff. It'll keep you going for a few days. But you need real help. No good feeding your problem, mister. You have to get rid of it. Do you understand me? You've got to get rid of it. Now go.
Hello, darling.
Dad.
Oh, surprise.
Where's Mummy?
She's out. She asked me to collect you. Take you somewhere special. Would you like that?
Well...
Where should we go, hmm? Walk?
If you like. Mum said you'd definitely be here. You see, I've got a special ballet rehearsal tonight. Miss Smith will be very angry if I'm late.
I told you, Mummy's gone out. She isn't coming.
Why?
Well, because... Well, look, let's go and collect Geoffrey, hmm? We'll have a nice walk. Then I'll take you to a restaurant. How would you like that?
Can we have a curry?
Well, as long as you promise not to tell Miss Smith why you missed ballet.
Promise.
Hop in, then. I haven't been seeing too much of you both, have I?
No, Dad.
Well, I've wanted to, believe me. Sometimes I dream. Sometimes I picture us all on holiday, on the beach... You, Mummy, me, all together. Family. It's what we all want, isn't it? But you see, sometimes things simply don't work out as we intend. And the dreams turn sour. Really sour.
Excuse me. Have all the children left?
Why, I think so. Can I help you, Mrs.
Barrow? Mrs. Barrow.
Oh, Davina's mother.
Yes.
Oh, a delightful child. Truly delightful.
She should have been out 10 minutes ago. She's got a very important ballet rehearsal. I've never known her
to... Oh, just a moment. I think the head did keep a few of them back this evening. Oh, it was just some minor upset in the playground. Nothing serious.
Where is he?
Well, he should be in the study. Do you want me to come and show
you
the way?
Thank you very much.
I'm afraid the truth is we shall have to consider radical staff cuts unless I can definitely have your assurance that the... Excuse me. Come in.
I'm sorry, but have you seen my...
I won't be a minute. Look, I'll have to call you back tomorrow, but the situation is increasingly desperate. If something isn't done, we shall have to drop at least one modern language. Yes. Yes, of course. I'll call tomorrow same time.
I'm sorry to disturb you, but I was wondering if by any chance you kept... Davina Barrow back this evening?
Davina? No, I don't think so.
But one of the teachers just said you'd kept some of them back, some minor problem in the playground.
Oh, so minor it only warranted a very small telling off. I let them all go after 5 minutes.
And that was?
About 20 minutes ago.
Then where is she? What's happened?
Please, Mrs. Barrow.
Miss Smith will be furious. You see, it's her ballet exam on Saturday, and I've told her to never, never leave without me. Never! I keep telling her, but this time
Sometimes they do forget. Wander off with friends.
I must find her.
First, let me look round the school. And then, if she's not here, if it's necessary, we'll call the police.
Oh, no.
It's usually some very simple explanation, Mrs. Barrow, so...
I'm
shall
going
we go
home.
And look?
I must get home. See if she's there.
She will be, I'm sure.
Davina? Geoffrey? Are you there? Is anybody home? Dear Meg, I'm so sorry for everything, for the way I've been. I couldn't tell you what was wrong. I wanted to, but couldn't. I got into such debt trying to keep you and the children.
To look after you and the children. Things were all right for a while, but then things got on top of me and... Oh, God, I still can't tell you what's wrong. I want to, but I can't. I just feel so guilty about everything. It's no good. Things have got to change. Assets got rid of. I've got to get a hold on things. I've taken the children for a little walk. I wish you'd been here to come with us. It would have been better like that. You are just as responsible for the problem. And I've got to get rid of it. Don't worry about the children.
Everything will be beautiful for them. And remember,
the view after all gets better the closer you get to the edge. Oh, God!
That's it. Come on now. It's not far to go.
Ah, worth the walk, though. Look at the sea down there. And the seagulls, listen to them singing.
Why have you brought us here, Dad?
Oh, you'll see. These are the cliffs you did in your drawing, Geoffrey, your lovely drawing. Do you remember?
You didn't like it.
Yeah, give me a hand. That's it. You too, Davina.
You don't need to hold my hand.
Give it to me.
But, Dad...
Give it! That's right. That's better. So much better.
You're holding it too tight.
Oh, it's lovely up here, isn't it? Come on, just listen to that singing.
You're hurting my hand.
We're going to near the edge, Dad.
Listen to the singing.
Dad!
Everything's all right.
Let me go!
No.
I'm frightened.
Shut up! Shut up, shut up, shut up! I can't stand that noise. My head's on fire with all the... It's burning.
Let me go! Let me go! Let me go! Let go of my hand!
The sea's on fire. Look! Oh, look at the sea. Go to the sea. Go!
Tommy! Stop it! Don't move!
Mom!
Meg, you've come to join them. That's right. That's good.
Oh, what in the name of God are you doing? Let the children go!
There where the trouble started, Meg. The first stone's in the pond.
What trouble? What are you talking about?
And it spread. Those ripples spread.
Tommy, we can talk. Let's talk.
Too late.
Oh, listen to me, please. Not the children. Children! They're not to blame for anything!
Come on, Meg! Come and join
Tommy,
us!
Please. No, Dad, no!
Stop it! Stop it! Oh, God. Oh, God, what am I doing? I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Tommy! Tommy! No! No!
I'm sorry!
Meg and the two children, crying and holding on to each other, made their way from the cliff face to begin the slow and painful recovery from this nightmare. The police later found Thomas's body among the rocks at the foot of the cliff. The body was broken and almost unrecognizable, but at least for Thomas, the nightmare was over. In the edge, Thomas was played by Gareth Armstrong, Meg, Melinda Walker, Geoffrey, Alistair White, Davina, Sean Jenkins, Miss Green, Tara Dominic, Ned, Vincent Brimble, Sims and the teacher, Gary Todd, the boss, Fraser Carr, and the headmaster, Andrew Wincott. The Edge was written by John Pirito and directed by Jerry Jones. My name is Edward D'Souza, the man in black, and next week at the same time I shall be back with a salutary warning about Dead Men's Boots.